This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump toured fire-ravaged areas of California Saturday, where the death toll from the so-called campfire has reached 71, with hundreds more missing. The president toured what was left of the town of Paradise, which was consumed by the campfire. He praised the efforts of local law enforcement and firefighters and pledged to work with California's government to prevent such fires in the future.
Nobody would have ever thought this could have happened. So the federal government is behind you. We're all behind each other. I think we can truly say, Jerry, right? And Jerry and I have been speaking, and Gavin and I have now gotten to know each other, and we're all going to work together, and we'll do a real job.
Meanwhile, the Woolsey Fire in Southern California has killed at least three people and scorched huge swaths of land near Los Angeles. Heavy rain is in the forecast for next week, which could compound problems by causing mudslides in areas stripped of vegetation. President Trump was briefed on a CIA report that said Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was behind the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi last month in Istanbul. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president spoke with CIA Director Gina Haspel and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as he flew from Washington to California. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said in a statement that the State Department will continue to seek facts and work with other countries to hold those involved in the journalist's killing accountable while maintaining what she called the important strategic relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia. Khashoggi, a U.S.-based Washington Post columnist and critic of the Crown Prince, was killed October 2nd at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. This is VOA News. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed more than 40 people in the village of Abu Hassan in the region of Deir el-Zor near the Iraqi border. Edward Uranian has details from Cairo.
Arab media announced the deaths of several dozen people, most of whom appear to have been Islamic State group fighters during bitter fighting in the Deir Zor region of eastern Syria, not far from the Iraqi border. Rami Abdulrahman of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights claims that about three dozen Islamic State fighters were killed in the airstrikes on the village of Abu Hassan. A number of civilians and family members of the Islamic State fighters were also killed. Abdulrahman insisted that it was the highest death toll in coalition airstrikes since U.S.-aligned Kurdish fighters launched their attack against this particular northeastern Syrian Islamic State pocket in September. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and China's President Xi Jinping offered competing economic views when they spoke to regional leaders at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation CEOs Summit in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea, Saturday. In a bluntly worded speech, Pence threw down the gauntlet to China on trade and security in the region.
As the president said just a few hours ago in the Oval Office, we have great respect for President Xi and great respect for China. But, in the president's words, China's taken advantage of the United States for many, many years. And those days are over.
President Xi, meanwhile, said there is no geopolitical agenda behind his flagship Belt and Road Initiative, designed to bolster a sprawling network of land and sea links with Southeast Asia, Central Asia, the Middle East, Europe, and Africa. Argentine military officials say they do not think they will be able to recover a submarine lost in the Atlantic last year with 44 crew members aboard. Defense Minister Oscar Aguad said at a press conference that the country lacks modern technology capable of verifying the seabed to extract the ARA San Juan, which was found 907 meters deep in the waters off the Valdez Peninsula in Argentine Patagonia. Officials showed images of the submarine at a briefing Saturday, which was located on a seabed with its hull totally deformed. Parts of its propellers were buried, and debris was scattered up to 70 meters away. Members of the relatives of the crew say that they want to recover the bodies of their loved ones and to help prevent future tragedies. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.